Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, she says she's not going anywhere. But right now, it is the nephew here with today's prank phone call. Neff, what you got?
Yo, check bounce.
Ooh.
That's how you supposed to be with somebody bounce. Yo, check bounce.
Aggressive about a check bounce.
Man.
At the church.
Don't do that.
How many of y'all back in the day used to try to float that church, that check at church? You right?
It was a game show called Beat That Check.
I ain't never wrote a check at church in my life.
What? Like the Lord isn't going to know you didn't have the funds in there.
I have passed the plate and didn't put nothing in it, but I would not write a bad check.
I can't write no hot check.
I had the tray come by me, and I took candy money out.
Right there. Run this prank right here. Your check bounced.
Don't tell nobody else that.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Sister Monica, please.
Who's calling?
This is Brother Deshaun. I'm calling. Actually, I'm a member of Greater Missionary Baptist Church.
How can I help you?
Calling you actually about the offering. Now, did you? I know you paid your tithes.
Yeah, I pay my tithes every Sunday.
Okay, now you paid a love offering as well, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now this past Sunday, I'm looking at a check that you left us with bank.
Right, I sure did. I wrote a check Sunday.
Okay, now the check, ma'am, was $250. Am I correct?
Right. I wrote two checks for my tithes and the love offering. Right. I wrote one for $250 for the love offering.
Okay, now.
What is this call regarding? Why are you calling me?
Well, what I wanted to tell you is that I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but your check that you wrote for $250 actually has bounced.
Wait a minute. You said my check bounced for $250?
Your check bounced. So what I'm doing is calling you about recouping the $250 as well as, you know, you cost us $30 in bank fees.
Wait a minute now. I wrote two checks. I wrote a check for $100. Did that one bounce?
I don't see to it that one bounced. All I know is the one that the love offering has bounced.
Well, did you put them in at the same time? Because I wrote them at the same time.
They all go in on Monday, ma'am. Now, I didn't put them in at the same time. I've been putting them in for the last 2-3 years. The problem is, why would people write these?
What is your name?
I'm Brother Deshaun.
And you was there this Sunday?
I was there. I don't think it matters when I was there, ma'am. The problem is that I didn't put these checks in, and I don't understand why y'all write these checks to the church.
Wait a minute. Knowing that they're going to bounce. Y'all write these checks.
There's a lot of people
My
write
these. Checks are good.
Well, not,
I don't write bad checks.
Well, why
if one clear, why the other one didn't clear?
Maybe you didn't have enough money for both of them to clear.
What did you just say?
Maybe you didn't have enough money in the bank for both of them to clear. And I don't understand why people write these.
I got plenty money in the bank. And all my checks clear. I don't write no rubber checks.
Well, you wrote one on Sunday. And that's the problem. How are you going to try to give a look?
Wait a minute. I think you got me confused with somebody else. I don't write no bad checks.
You done wrote this.
I'm trying to be nice to you.
I'm trying to be nice to you. When can we expect the $250 plus the $30?
So you wait, $30?
That's the bank fees, ma'am, for the doggone check bouncing.
My check didn't bounce. I'm going to check my bank. And if my check clear, you're going to pay me $30 for calling me, harassing me about a $250 check bounce. I don't write no
Why would you write check? What you want to sit up in the church and write these big number checks when you know you ain't got it in the bank?
What the did you say?
I said, why would you write these checks when the money ain't in there?
Let me tell you one thing. I don't write no bad checks, and you got a lot of nerves calling me, telling me my check bounced.
Your check is the one that has bounced. And
I'll tell you what you do. Since my check bounced, you pay the since you got all the money. And don't call me with this again. Hello?
Don't you hang up on me no more. When are we going to get this $250 and this
$30? Who is that she's
calling you? Somebody from the church told me I wrote a bad check. I don't write no
You did write a bad check.
I didn't write no bad check.
Yes, you
Wait
did.
A minute. Why are you calling me? Why the treasurer don't call me at church?
The treasurer is
the deacon,
busy.
I ain't never know the deacon called nobody about no bad check. Your is full of Thank you. You got the money.
Who in the hell is that in the background? Who is that?
Never mind who it is. We both go to the same church, and you gonna call me to my I wrote a bad check. You don't you call me no more. And if the check bad, you pay it, okay?
Do pastor know you talking like this?
Do pastor know you calling me? Can you answer that?
Look, when are we gonna get this $280 is what we looking for from you?
I wrote a check for $250.
And
you will not get $280. You put the $30 with it.
You put $250 in there, it bounced. $30 cost us on bank fees. That's $280. When can the church expect their money?
Never. Not no $280. You will never get $280.
You're going to make me
and
come by your...
And my check then... What did you say? I'm going to do what?
You're going to make me come by your house and get this money.
Bring your on. Bring it. Bring your on.
What is the address on
Look
this
on
check?
The check?
I got it off the check.
Well, you... Bring your on. I bet you you'll be limping back.
I'm watching you. You better not be spending no money nowhere. You better not spend nothing till I get this $250 plus $30.
I'm gonna spend whatever I want to, okay?
No, you know what?
I am, and you don't call me no more with this because my check did not bounce. I don't see how one check went through and the other bounced.
Let me say this to you. We cannot accept you back into the house of the Lord no more until...
What did you say?
You are not... Don't you come in there Sunday until
I'm
we get...
I'm coming up in there Sunday and up. I'm going to make sure I find your because you the person I want to see.
You're going
to... And you know what? I'm going to call the pastor right now and ask him because I don't believe my check bounced. You full of...
Well, let me say this before you call pastor.
No, I'm going to call pastor. No, you should have talked with pastor before you call me with this information.
I got one more thing I need
what
to say to you.
You ain't got nothing to say to me. You done upset me with this... talking about I bounced a check. You should have went to pastor before you called me with this...
I told Pastor when I get, but I got one more thing to say before I leave. Is you listening?
What do you got to say to me? What do you have to say now that you're going to pay the check?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
Wait, what did you say?
Baby.
What did you say?
I say, this is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend has pranked you.
I'm going to beat that. She just left here flying out the door in a hurry. No, she didn't. I'm going to that.
Let me ask you one more thing, though, baby. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This goes out to all the people out there. Really? The checks at the church. You can't do it.
Yeah, man.
Do you know the check? Do you know the church check actually next go day. Through on Sunday?
Yes, sir. Next day.
No, they don't play. They do not.
Oh, they not playing no more.
Hey, Tommy, you bounce a check at church, they actually stop your praise.
I have got a bad check from the church when I made some choir robes, and we still ain't talking to this day. So that's a whole different thing.
Well, we know them robes didn't have no pockets on.
We know that.
We know robes don't have pockets.
Well, they should.
Ready to Love tomorrow night on OWN, baby. Do not miss it. It's getting good. It's getting, in the words of my granddaddy, it's getting gooder. Okay?
Not better.
It's getting gooder. Ready to Love tomorrow night on OWN, 10 p.m., 9 Central. You do not want to miss it. The tables have turned. What? The men now have the power.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So what does that mean? The men have the power.
The men have the power. So that what that means is that they're getting ready to eliminate some of the ladies.
Thank you, Shirley.
Oh.
Okay? You got three men, and now they're about to narrow the ladies down.
I'm gonna watch it. I can't wait.
So you'd be surprised how the ladies start, you know, pretty much lobbying for themselves, trying to stay on.
Yeah,
listen,
of course.
So, I need to be here for you.
Take me off.
Heard that too.
Take me off. I wish you would.
I heard all of that.
All right, up next, today's Strawberry Letter. She says she's not going anywhere is the subject. Strawberry Letter coming up right after this.